Hey, on this episode, we are talking with Dr. Michelle Mudge-Riley. We are talking about how it's so important for us as physicians, especially those of us who have transitioned out of the clinical realm, to be pulling each other up and helping each other out on this episode. Welcome back, Tribe. You are listening to Next Level Physicians Thriving Outside the Box, where we invite doctors, dentists, and medical entrepreneurs who are breaking the mold, stepping outside the box as entrepreneurs, and practicing on their terms to share their journey, wisdom, and their inspiration with the world. I am your host, Dr. Myesha Claiborne. My calling is to help doctors find freedom, fulfillment, and full self-expression. I have helped dozens of medical professionals transform their mindset, leverage their skill set, and build profitable businesses and careers they love. Now, let's get to the good stuff. But before we do, go ahead and hit that subscribe button so you never miss an opportunity for inspiration, motivation, and empowerment with me and our amazing guests. Now, let's take it to the next level, y'all. Here we go. All right, here we are back on another episode of Next Level Physicians Thriving Outside the Box. And I am so excited to introduce, to bring to the podcast, a colleague that and a new friend that I've been following for probably over the last year or two. She's been in the space for a good minute, and we've been running in the same circles. And now I finally get to not only talk to her, but spoiler alert, get to participate in something very exciting that she's gonna tell you about later. Dr. Michelle Mudge-Riley, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be just talking with you today. I know it's just been awesome getting to know each other and being in the same mastermind group, and just after so many years of, like you said, running in the same circles and knowing the same people, and finally we get to pause for a moment and get to know each other. So it's been really cool.
Yeah, no, it's so funny how that is. Like, I think, you know, sometimes it just takes that amount of time of you know, sort of seeing each other and following each other to kind of get connected in that way. But I think now these days, this time of this COVID, people are starting to like really connect a lot sooner and connect a lot deeper. And I'm just really glad that we're able to do that, because I think we have a lot in common, a lot of synergies in what we do. And you know, I'm just excited. You're a veteran in the space as far as I'm concerned. So, you know, like a virtual mentor of sorts. So.
Well, I mean, I transitioned back in 2004 to a non-clinical career. So this was before Facebook. This was before all of those platforms that allow us to kind of get together and meet each other and support each other. And so I was out there all by myself, and it was hard. I mean, that was one of the things that, you know, no matter what you say about social media, good, bad, you know, pros and cons, one of the great things about it is it does allow us to do those things, to support each other and connect. So I'm grateful for that.
Yeah. Well, speaking of, you know, you transitioning, I'd love for the audience to kind of hear your journey, to kind of hear how is it that you came to do what you did, or how did you transition? And then what have things evolved since then?
Yeah. So as I said, I transitioned back in 2004, but it had really been a couple of years that I'd been thinking about a career transition. I was in pathology, trained as a pathologist, and really just wasn't sure clinical medicine was for me. I wasn't feeling it. And that was originally the reason I went into pathology, because I just wasn't feeling any of the specialties, although I love medicine and I always have. I'm one of those few people who loved medical. And if I could keep going to school, that would be awesome, but got to make some money at some point.
Right.
So when I realized that clinical medicine might not be for me, it was a tough time, because like I said, the resources did not exist for those people who weren't sure that they didn't want to practice. And so I felt very alone. And honestly, I felt like a huge failure. People just didn't understand. I trusted some people that maybe I shouldn't have trusted. And I had a very hard time figuring out what it was that I really did want to do, while still feeling like I could bring value and use my medical degree. Because you don't want to go through medical school and just toss it all to the side. Yeah. Like I said, I love being a doctor. I loved the intellectual aspect. It was just the patient care aspect that I wasn't feeling. So I went and worked for a medical device company, and that was a disaster. I had no business training, and I had no idea what I was doing outside of medicine, because I'd never been in any job outside of medicine other than, you know, college jobs and things like that.
Yeah.
So that lasted about a year. And then I ended up getting into hospital administration, which again was a little bit of a disaster. If anyone's ever worked in hospital administration, you know that it's full of politics and all of those things that us as doctors really feel like we're trying to not get involved in, because there's not that jiving of helping patients and doing all the things we were trained to do and we want to do with all of the things that hospital administrators are trained to do and are supposed to be doing. So that then led me to a brokerage firm where I got my dream job at the time, which was director of wellness and medical management. And I spent about 3.5 years there until I outgrew that job, which I find happens actually after you transition to a non-clinical career.
Yes.
You grow so much personally and professionally.
Yes.
Have you experienced some of that?
I have. It's so interesting. I love, you know, there's so many things that you're saying here, like the fact that, you know, even like wanting to transition out, feeling like a failure, and how back in, you know, I don't know what, when you came out, I assume that we're kind of in a similar generation, but back in there, there were no resources and there was no context for leaving medicine and people. And then the only context is your clinical, your research, or your academic. And so how courageous of you it was to go out and then try some things that didn't work out and get back up instead of running back to clinical medicine. And I think that that's, it just says so much about you and your character. And I think in a way about how we have to be and stand for what we, what our values are. And yeah, no, so I even after I transitioned out to do burnout coaching, I quickly outgrew that. And I was surprised because I thought, this is it. Like you said, you know?
Yes, I know. It's funny. I don't know what it is, but I think one part of being in medicine and practicing clinically is that it really, it grows you in so many ways, but it also stifles you in a lot of ways. And you're not able to pursue some of those things that will help you grow personally and professionally. You may never need that growth. There are physicians who are very happy practicing clinically, and I always am very jealous of them because I wanted to be one of them. I felt like that's what was going to happen to me when I got into medical school. I'd be practicing for the rest of my life. Easy peasy. This is the way it is. But, you know, like best laid plans, that didn't exactly happen. Yeah. And it was my choice. I chose to leave. I wasn't pushed out. Easily made it. I was in the top third of my class. There were no problems academically. I wasn't feeling it. And I couldn't see myself for the rest of my life doing something that I just didn't enjoy. It wasn't making me a good person. I was becoming angry and lashing out at my family and my friends, and at the same time pulling away from them, unable to connect with people. And so I knew there was something that had to change. And that's what I find I hear from others that have transitioned or are in that process. And I'm sure you talk to people like that too, right?
Yeah. And I think that, you know, it's interesting because people are in different spaces in wanting to come out. Like some, it's like it wasn't what they signed up for. And for some, it's like the system is broken. I know for myself, I actually loved what I did. I just started to feel like there's got to be something more. Like I felt like not only did I outgrow after I transitioned, I actually outgrew before I transitioned. That was the source of my transition, is I outgrew clinical practice. And I think part of the, you know, when we, and I think part of it is because I was already outside of the box to begin with. Like, I went into integrative medicine, which already was outside of the box. But I think when you do things like, when you take those leaps and you make those transition, that sparks that personal growth. And I think in our profession, we're taught, you know, focus on professional growth, focus on professional development. And we're not taught focus on personal growth. So what happens is when we do, like when you're courageous enough to jump out, then it sparks this personal growth, and you absolutely have to grow personally in order to take those other steps. And I think in that, you outgrow, like, whatever that next thing is, you start to outgrow it, because then this other side of you wakes up. And I have so many docs that are like, come to me, like, I want to start this business. And then they'll like, you know, what we'll start to work, and they'll be like, oh, now I have this business idea, and I have this business idea, and I have this business idea. And that's what happens, right?
Yeah. Oh, that is so true. And it's really wonderful feeling to be able to spread your wings like that. I mean, it's a little bit scary, granted, but it's also really, really neat. And there are things that come of it that you can never imagine when you're starting out in that journey. Mm-hmm. And so I tell people who are really afraid and kind of at that place, it does sometimes get scarier, because mm-hmm. you're going to be in an entirely new place where you're not sure where things are going. But mm-hmm. if you just take a deep breath and have confidence in yourself and realize that this is getting you to amazing places, another place that maybe is going to be better for you, mm-hmm. then, and just hold on.
Yeah.
It will happen.
Yeah. You know, so now you said something that's really key about your experience, which is like, when you came out, when you decided to leave, there was like, it was way before there were any mentors. Like, there, you were out there by yourself. And I imagine that was sort of the catalyst for you to like have that not be the case for others. And so, you know, like, you created this Physicians Helping Physicians platform. And so, I mean, talk to me about like, how did that piece come about? Like, after you transitioned, like, what was the inspiration for you to create your company?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I did not have any mentors, and I find that many physicians don't. And mm-hmm. that is very harmful to you and your career, and just your personal growth. And I didn't even realize how harmful it was, because I didn't have any, and I wasn't taught to have any. But as I started to get my feet under me and realize what I was getting into, the different jobs that I was mm-hmm. getting, the growth that was occurring, I realized the importance of that. And I did start reaching out to people. And I also realized that there's not a safe place, or there wasn't back then,
yeah.
to talk about non-clinical careers. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I trusted some people I shouldn't have. Mm-hmm. And that was tough, because they told me some really mean things, mm-hmm. which, you know, happens yep. to a lot of people, but yeah. it didn't help in my mm-hmm. career transition. It didn't help my confidence. And so mm-hmm. I really wanted to have a place where physicians felt safe mm-hmm. to talk about not wanting to practice. Yeah. I remember some of my very, very first clients who reached out to me. And this was, I never tried to be a coach or a mentor. It just happened, because right. I started telling my story, and it got picked up by different news channels, mm-hmm. and I was invited to speak at different conferences. And so mm-hmm. people started to find me
right.
and reach out to me. And there would be people calling me from their car, literally whispering, because oh, wow. they had trusted people that they shouldn't have before. Mm-hmm. And they weren't sure it was okay to not want to practice, but they really didn't want to practice either.
Wow.
And so there would be people asking me, these are triple board certified, you know, orthopedic surgeons with
wow, yeah.
IM boards and maybe another fellowship under their belts. And mm-hmm. here I am, this lowly pathologist. And all I've done is transition to a non-clinical career. So it was humbling, and it was really neat to be able to help others who were in that situation with, okay, here's what I did. This may or may not work for you, but this is how I created a resume. This is,
right.
I need a cover letter, and you know, people are like, what's a cover letter or what's a resume? I didn't know either.
But it's, I mean, it's, you know, I, it's so funny that you say, I laugh because it's like, in the world outside of our world, it's like, really? You don't, right. You know, but then right. Like for me, I've always been an independent contractor. I actually have never had a job outside of residence.
Wow.
Right. So I can relate. I mean, I keep a CV because, you know, for credentialing and all that kind of stuff. But if I ever had to like do a, like actually apply for a job, yeah. I'd be like, I'd be coming to you like, wait, how do I, what is this look good? I mean, what do I need to put on? Because it's so, you know, funny to me that, you know, in our industry, it's like that because that's the way we're trained.
Yeah. Oh, I know. And if you go to Barnes & Noble, you'll see a million books on resumes. And so we're smart doctors, we've been highly educated, we may have multiple degrees, and we're looking at all these books and we want to do the right thing, but we're not sure what the right resume is. Right. And so let me just tell anyone who's listening that if you ask 10 people about your resume, you'll get 10 different responses. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is no perfect way to do a resume. Mm-hmm. There are guidelines, but that's one of the things that we talk about in the Physicians Helping Physicians community.
Nice. And so, you know, now there really is this mass exodus. I mean, there's a heightened awareness, but I mean, even like since this whole thing going on with COVID, it's really becoming a mass exodus. Like I'm hearing it all the time. Like I need to get out. I need to find a side gig or find a something. Like I need to do something different. And, you know, I think that on the one hand, we definitely need to be prepared to receive all of this. And then at the same time, there's like, well, who's gonna, you know, take care of us?
Right. Right.
We're old. Right. So as you're seeing a lot of docs coming out of, you know, saying they want to come out and do non-clinical, are you seeing some of these docs who they're like, well, I want to come out, but then when you talk to them, it's not that they want to come out of clinical, but they just want to practice on their own terms?
Yeah. So there are physicians who want to do a whole lot of different things, but what's happening right now is not working for most people. Mm-hmm. And that is the reality. Mm-hmm. So that's part of why I put together the conference, because mm-hmm. it's nice for physicians to know what their options are. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the most common questions that I always got over the years of being a really involved coach. And now mm-hmm. I've really just run these events and do some other work and have some other businesses. I don't do a whole lot of coaching anymore, but mm-hmm. I know that there's so much value to that. So bringing all of the coaches together who mm-hmm. are doing this amazing work still, mm-hmm. as well as people, other physicians, because this is a physicians only physicians conference. Mm-hmm. So physicians who have transitioned to non-clinical careers, mm-hmm. having them come and talk about their experience, mm-hmm. the pros and the cons of different careers, like, I mean, telemedicine and locums, for example, are easy fruit for a lot mm-hmm. of people who want to practice on their own terms. Mm-hmm. Then there's utilization review work for people who really kind of want out of that clinical day-to-day type work. Mm-hmm. And then there are things like healthcare IT or pharma, medical science liaison work, mm-hmm. digital technology work, mm-hmm. things that are a complete change, but still allow physicians to use their medical degree.
Right.
So what I hear from people is a little bit of fear of, well, what's out there and is it possible for me?
Yeah.
And also, you know, what's it like? What's it like being a doctor but not practicing clinically? So mm-hmm. the conference will give people a chance to kind of dip their toe in the water if that's what they're wanting to do, or really get focused on that one thing that they want to get into.
Yes. And so one of the things that I know, because, you know, of course, I get to be in it. Yay!
I know. I know, because you are so good. I mean, really.
You're so sweet.
But your audience already knows that.
You're so sweet. But, you know, it's a trilogy. And that's what I wanted to say is, like, you know, people got to know that this is, this in July, this is the part one of a three-part series. So I want, you know, I like to like prepare people's minds for the journey, because a lot of times I think physicians, we are looking at the destination. Like, I want to get to the destination. And we forget that, well, we didn't go to medical school and become doctors overnight. It was a journey. And just like it's a journey to get there, it's a journey to transition. And so the journey of the Physician Health and Physicians virtual conference is happening. So July, okay, but I'm not in front of a calendar, so I can't say the dates. The July, it's the weekend, the 10th weekend?
It is, yeah, yeah. There are 5 days, the weekend of the 11th. Yep.
The weekend of the 11th. And then you have September, if I remember correctly, it's also the weekend of the 10th, the 10th, right?
The weekend prior. So it'll be the Labor Day weekend.
Oh, Labor Day weekend. Right. Okay. Yeah. So then it's September, Labor Day weekend, and then November, which I don't have the dates for yet, but just, you need to like keep your ears peeled, because this is a three-part series and you want to be able to go for all three, because each of these conferences is going to bring something different, you know, like the dip your toe in the water, but then there's going to be like the, well, okay, what's next? And then there's going to be the, okay, now let's do the work. Right? So I think it's important for the audience to know that, look, you know, don't just dip your toe in the water, get to work.
Right. If you really want to make that transition this year, right, or next year, you are going to have to put the work in. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to know how to accomplish that work. Mm-hmm. But there are amazing physicians that have come before you, mm-hmm, that will help you. And that's part of what I'm trying to bring together for everyone. So, yeah. Yep, you're absolutely right. And July is really the start of it. So, mm-hmm, what is it like in a non-clinical career? What are your options? We'll talk about lots and lots of options, and mm-hmm, we'll talk about the emotional aspects of transitioning, mm-hmm, as well as just what the pros and cons are and who's actually done this. Do you need to hire a coach? That's one, yeah, of the presentation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So people who are wondering will get to ask your questions from other people.
Yeah.
Then in September, we have a whole lineup of people talking about their careers. So we have over 25 careers being talked about. Mm. And these physicians will go in depth on how they transition and what it's like in their new industry.
Yeah.
So people who are interested in a variety of different things can, mm-hmm, basically learn more about almost anything. Yeah. Replays are included in your ticket. So I know this is overwhelming, but people can go back and listen. And I know that's part of the personal growth for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And then in November, that's when a lot of the work will happen. So I'll have coaches like you helping, mm-hmm, to create resumes, to answer questions, to create elevator pitches, mm-hmm, to make sure that you're going to be able to answer interview questions, to make sure that you are solid in yourself and confident. And, mm-hmm, I know that your session is going to be super popular then, because you are a queen about that. I've watched you work with your clients, but there are going to be a lot of amazing coaches there. So it's a journey, and, mm-hmm, you know, people don't have to attend all three of the conferences, but if you're serious about your transition, there's a buy two get one free, so jump on that before that goes away on May 28th, mm-hmm, and just make that commitment if you, yeah, really are interested in getting into something different.
And we'll have the links in the show notes so that you all can, you know, go in and register yourselves, because I think it's super important for those who are really trying to get out and make a move. Whatever non-clinical career you're trying to cover, this conference is going to probably be talking about it. And so, you know, one of the things I think is so important about what you do and what I'm grateful for to have, like, I call you guys my warrior colleagues, you know, who are helping other physicians, lifting each other up. And I just kind of want to say a little bit about that, because I feel like we've been raised in a profession, in an industry that trains us to backbite, that trains us to hold each other, push each other down, that trains to always be in competition. And one of the things I just love about you is that, you know, it's like, we're lifting each other up. You're lifting everyone up. There's enough bread for everyone. And I think that you, inside of this conference and inside of inviting all of the other physicians to come and share about their careers, it is a demonstration of the abundance model, the abundance mindset, rather than, you know, staying in the scarcity mindset. And I imagine for you and for anyone out there who has gone to someone who has discouraged them or you know, been condescending or said mean things, it is part of their scarcity mindset that's at the source of that conversation. It's not about you. It's not personal. So I just thank you for being someone who is a partner in lifting up our community, because we have been oppressed for far too long.
Oh, girl, absolutely. I mean, without a doubt. And that's one of the things that I think is really hurt us as a profession, mm-hmm. that we haven't banded together. And now that I'm seeing more physicians kind of banding together and supporting each other, mm-hmm. I think there are going to be some really great changes that happen over the next few years. And that is something we desperately need in mm-hmm. order to get our autonomy back. Because that's one of the biggest problems here. So I agree. And I'm really glad that the conference gives off that, that sense, because that is what I'm all about. We got to lift each other up. We got to help each other. There's no need to just be selfish and grabbing hold of just one thing for yourself, because that is not going to get you anywhere. And mm-hmm. if you're transitioning and you're really afraid, just remembering that abundance mindset and that positive mindset, and know that there are people that want to help you. There mm-hmm. really, really are. And so don't get discouraged. And if people are telling you you can't transition, or it's stupid, or why are you wasting your medical training, or you know, what happened to your confidence? Why aren't you as confident as you should be? Or all of these mean things that they shouldn't be telling you, which I've been told more than once. Right. It's okay. You're just trying. You need to get to a point where you feel like you're doing what it is you were meant to do, mm-hmm. and you're around people who are supporting you, and you can get to that point.
Absolutely. There's a proverb that I love. It's an African proverb. If you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, you go together. And I think finally our community is starting to wake up, because if we want to go far in transforming our physician, like the system, back into something that empowers us, then we have got to be able to do that together. And one thing I love is now that the context of being a doctor has expanded, and it no longer does being a doctor only mean seeing patients or only mean being an academician or a researcher. And there's nothing wrong with those things. And at the same time, we can have a wider view of what it means to be a physician, to use our clinical skills in non-clinical ways. So I just think it's, we're moving in the right direction, and we just have to keep empowering each other. And I think that's, you know, like coming to a conference like this, coming to the registering for these three, this trilogy, as I like to call it, you may as well register for the whole trilogy, you know, is like a good step to that.
it is. Yeah. So, hopefully all of your listeners are at the point where they're feeling empowered to do what it is that they're hoping to do. But you know, if not, really, I can't stress it enough. Just know that there is a community out there mm-hmm. that wants to support you. And so let us introduce you to that community. Let us get you involved in that community. And you and I are a great example of how then you just take it even further and you develop friendships and you do projects together, and you get each other jobs. I know there are people within the Physicians Helping Physicians community who transitioned a couple years ago who are now getting jobs for the people coming behind them and hiring Absolutely. Them. And mm-hmm. that is so awesome. That's what we need. We need to band together and help each other. So mm-hmm. yeah, I get very passionate about this. So thanks for letting me talk about it.
Well, thank you so much for coming on and being willing to, you know, to share your journey and to really like empower the docs who are listening about what's possible for them as well. So, you know, y'all, you know, the Physician Helping Physicians virtual conference is coming up. First one, the weekend of July 10th. I will put my links in the show notes. Actually, I'll put links for, I think I have links for two of the three right now, right?
That's right. We're finalizing the webpage for the November conference. So the schedule is not up for that one yet, but you can register for it.
Okay. So I'll put the links for all three up in the show notes, and y'all go ahead before May 28th, get in the early bird, get the three for two special. I just looking forward to being a part of it. All three of them. I'm excited because, you know, I love to do my mindset stuff.
Well, awesome. Thanks so much for having me on today.
It's a pleasure. So, well, you guys know what to do when you get done. As soon as you hear the outro, you just go to the show notes and register for the conference. And of course, you know how to find me if you need me. But the real deal here is the Physician Helping Physicians Conference. And, you know, just thank you so much again, Michelle, for just coming on and hanging out with me and talking shop a little bit. Appreciate you.
Anytime.
All right. Y'all have a great rest of the day, and we'll see you on the next episode. Namaste.
Thanks for spending time with us on this episode of Next Level Physicians Thriving Outside the Box. We hope you enjoyed this one as much as the rest. Remember to go ahead and hit the subscribe button so that you can be notified every time a new episode is released. It is you as our listener who help our podcast to grow. So if you like this podcast, if you enjoy what you're hearing, if you are inspired, we'd really appreciate it if you'd write a quick review and share it with five of your friends. We want to continue to expand our reach and bring this transformation to all of those doctors and medical professionals out there who are still seeking more autonomy, more freedom, more expression and purpose in their careers and lives. Finally, if you want to learn more about how I can help you as a doctor or medical professional transform your mindset, leverage your skill set, and create a profitable business and career you love by your design, please check out my website, www.drmaisha.com. That's drmaisha.com. On my website, you can access one of my three free masterclasses to get you started on your journey to the next level. Have a wonderful rest of the day and an amazing rest of the week, y'all. And keep your head up, looking to the next level. Namaste.